Well, there are more reports today about concerns about Navy Yard shooter Aaron Alexis in the weeks before his rampage that killed 12. We'd heard that he'd called police and asked for help during a stay in Rhode Island. But hotel phone logs now show that his employer, a federal contractor called the Experts, Inc., was so concerned that workers called the hotel and asked them to check Aaron Alexis out. Joining us for more is Manny Fernandez of the New York Times. Manny, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And your paper reviewed the phone log of the Residence Inn in Newport, where he was staying for two nights. Before we get to the employer phone call, what else does the log say about what happened during that stay?
So the logs kept by the hotel that we looked at sort of detail how he complained about hearing voices and other noises. He knocked on the doors of some hotel guests to try to find these voices. He woke up one person in one room, frightened one woman enough that she had asked to move to a different room. He stayed in a fourth floor room, and he, according to the logs, was complaining about kitchen noises that were bothering him, and the kitchen is several floors below. So he had a very sort of erratic behavior during his stay.
And we know that the next morning he called the Newport police. He told them about these voices, said he was being followed by people. These were people that he said he'd argued with in an airport in Virginia, and those people have come forward.
They have, yes. We spoke with a woman who was essentially involved in that argument, and she's Glenda Boyd of Birmingham, Alabama. She told us that she was standing at a gate in the Norfolk airport on August 4th, and she was sort of laughing and talking with family members. And Mr. Alexis, who she described as an intense young man, approached them from across the aisle of the terminal and told her, "Why is she laughing at me?" And that was a reference to Ms. Boyd's 78-year-old aunt, who was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And so Ms. Boyd and her brother eventually sort of move away from him, and they seek out an airline agent and ask them to call security. And then Mr. Alexis sort of slowly kind of grows belligerent and begins shouting obscenities. And, she told us that her family thought that this man was either on drugs or had mental issues.
Yeah. So this is the person who's arrived at this Residence Inn in Newport. He thinks these people are following him. He thinks there are other noises. And the logs show that his employer called the hotel. Tell us more about what the log says about the call from the Experts, Inc.
Yes, sure. And this is the Residence Inn in Middletown, Rhode Island, mm-hmm. which is near Newport.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was essentially on assignment in Rhode Island for that company. And he exhibits this sort of erratic behavior. And the hotel logs say that a representative of the company called the hotel to basically check him out and bring him home. And the notes from the hotel logs say that on August 7th, Brenda from the Experts called and said that Mr. Alexis in room 407 was, quote-unquote, unstable. And again, this all happened 6 weeks before the shooting at the Navy Yard.
Well, and of course, that's raising questions about how someone could have security clearance when even his employer, I mean, it seems pretty incredible that an employer would call a hotel and say, please go look for an employee, he's unstable, and that somehow that trail gets lost. We're going to pick that up in a few minutes. But just, Manny, in the minute we have with you, you've also spoken to people that knew him in Fort Worth who there was some erratic behavior but also called him sweet and funny.
Yes. There were, his friends in Fort Worth sort of describe him as a sweet and gentle person who was very into Buddhism and would meditate at a local temple. I've been sort of talking to people in that community who were sort of, shocked not only that someone they were close to would do this violent act, but also that all the attention it has brought to what was basically a very anonymous and close-knit community of Thai immigrants in a town outside Fort Worth that is an area that is known, more for sort of conservative Christians. It has left them reeling to say for sure.
Well, and Manny Fernandez, do you and the other reporters at the Times who put this all together, all these different concerns from the different places that Mr. Alexis went before the shooting, do you get the sense, briefly, that he would travel on his contracting jobs, and that seemed to be where he vented some of these feelings that he had?
You know, I think so. The nature of his job was a very sort of rootless sort of existence. He often didn't have a fixed address in this town outside Fort Worth where he lived. He would sleep with friends, stay with friends when he was in the Fort Worth area. And so, yes, I think that he had this kind of rootless existence.
Manny Fernandez, New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
We'll pick this up in a minute, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.